The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right, we got good hoops coming your way tonight. A triple header on ESPN. 5 Eastern, number 3, Baylor, taking on number 6, West Virginia. Then at 7 Eastern, number 2, taking on number 4, Michigan, Illinois. And then wrap it up at 9 in the SEC with Kentucky and Ole Miss. Great night of college basketball here on ESPN, where we welcome you back to another hour of Get Up. We come to you live every morning from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. And look, we've grown. We've added that Ryan Clark has joined the party. RC, say hello to Cam Jordan, who we put through the ringer this morning.
He dancing.
What up,
he dancing.
Show starts today.
What's happening, sir?
That's not new.
RC is ready to roll. The group is
Greeny.
Ready to go. Marcus
Greeny.
Yes, RC.
So I never read my schedule from Canby in the morning. So I never know actually what time I start. I just look at the shows. So I was ready an hour before this. Can you believe that Fink and D told me that I couldn't be on the show for the first hour because y'all have Cam Jordan? What the French toast, bro? I just got a new deal. I'm supposed to be on TV whenever I want.
I will tell
you
this.
Doesn't sound right. It sounds like you got a new deal that lets you sleep in. That's what it sounds like to me.
This is going to require another meeting. There's no question of that. We will get into all of that and a whole lot more. But it's time to get up starting right now with outstanding football conversation with this crew. And it begins with that man. Will Russell Wilson need a cowboy hat to continue his uncertain future in Seattle? A huge topic. Recently, Cowboys legend Michael Irvin suggested that Russ wants to be traded to Dallas, which led our Dan Orlovsky to say this yesterday here on Get Up.
Listen, if anybody thinks that the Cowboys aren't or shouldn't be thinking about this, respectfully, you're out of your mind. You know, this is a better player that is going to be cheaper for them. Yeah, it's going to cost you a lot, but if the Cowboys really, really, really wanted Dak Prescott, he would already be under contract.
So these numbers are what they are, and the reality of it is if you look at these two compared to each other, their QBR since Dak's rookie season and everything else, going back to 2016, the numbers for Dak are actually slightly better than the numbers for Russell Wilson. Take that for whatever it is worth. And so, RC, I will start with you as we welcome you into the program today. Should Jerry Jones, and we have gone over time and again how much in a corner he has boxed himself on this Dak negotiation, should he be on the phone right now with Seattle trying to make a trade and bring Russell Wilson to the Cowboys?
I don't know. Like, I think we want to say this, right? Because we believe that Russell Wilson, many times, like Bart Scott says, is a force multiplier, right? He makes people better. But when you look at some of these Seattle Seahawks team that we have given Russell Wilson the credit for making better, those teams don't win championships. Does Russell Wilson make this team a Super Bowl contender right away? Heck no, I don't believe that. And so if you can get Dak Prescott for the price you want, a younger player, a player who is much on the progression that Russell Wilson was as a young football player, I believe you get that done instead. Also, for what it says about your franchise, that if we draft a guy, if he outplays his draft position, if he's everything we've ever wanted in a quarterback and a person, that dude gets paid in this city. And so for me, I understand how it's enticing. I understand how it looks so good to you, but I don't think you sell the form. I don't think you make this all-out push to have Russell Wilson as your quarterback when I don't believe that Russell Wilson makes the Dallas Cowboys a Super Bowl champion or contender.
Marcus, my former Cowboy, you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he makes him a Super Bowl contender. He's an upgrade at the position right now as it stands. And I love that RC said the trajectory. The trajectory of Dak is trending like Russ trended when he was getting better in the league. But when you look at the Cowboys, the issues was not the quarterback. The quarterback was the guy until he broke his ankle. So the issue was not that. We're talking about this because Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, they don't seem like a contract is imminent. They don't seem like like it's something that's going to happen or we all can be sure about, which I've never been sure. Let me add that into the conversation along with all of the other guys. Oh, it's going to be a deal done. We don't know that. So, yes, the Cowboys should be in the Russell Wilson sweepstakes if the trade is available, because they don't know what Dak Prescott is going to do, what he's going to respond with. That's a part of Dak having leverage. Now he do whatever the hell he want to do. So you have to have all of your options available. And if Russell Wilson is available for a trade and you may have some capital that can get him to the Cowboys that'll shore up your quarterback spot, that's exactly what you should do. This ain't about Russ being better than Dak or Dak being a bad quarterback or Dak not having the ability to play at a high level. This is about the Cowboys not knowing what the hell Dak Prescott gonna do. So they need to cover
their bases. So it's about business, Marcus. So is this about
bottom
business,
line,
though?
Pretty much. Yes, it's business.
Yeah, it's about business.
It's business.
Well, it is, and that's fine. But the point is, the business dictates that the Cowboys have handed Dak Prescott so much leverage in this situation that he has probably become too expensive for them to bring back. And Russell Wilson in a trade, Dan Graziano, take us through it, is markedly less expensive. It's less about who's better than it is about who you can much more easily afford. Dan, the numbers are notable.
Contract that Russell Wilson did a couple of years ago included a $65 million signing bonus. If you acquire Russell Wilson, that's not your problem. That's paid. So his salary this year is $19 million. That's about half of what a franchise tag will cost the Cowboys for Dak Prescott this year. And then next year for Russell will be $24 million. So you're absolutely right. Objectively, acquiring Russell, but then you add in the price you have to pay to acquire him in terms of players and picks, and that might end up being too costly. But again, we are, you know, we're imagining this stuff. I mean, right now the Dallas Cowboys are working on trying to get a contract done with Dak Prescott. They're not calling about Russell Wilson. They didn't call about Matthew Stafford. They think Dak Prescott's going to be their quarterback. They plan to franchise him next week if they can't get a deal done by that March 9th deadline and then continue working on it. And everybody's hanging their head because they hear the same thing over and over again. But the fact is, that's where their mind, whether it should be or not, that's where the Cowboys' mind is right now.
I see why the face.
Ross, don't get mad at us.
Loyalty.
Here's what makes me upset. No, here's. Wow. So was I. I was an hour early, Dan.
Go ahead,
here's
RC.
What makes me upset. Here's what makes me upset. Whenever we gotta go to Dan and we have to get real news on the fact or when we're trying to decide if a player should go to a different team, that's not a good thing. What we should be talking about when a player goes to a team is the upgrade. We should be talking about how much better said player makes the next team. But that's not what we're talking about with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champion, the guy we were talking about letting cook at the beginning of the season. Hibachi Russell Wilson that turned to shrimp ramen what Russell Wilson by the end of the season doesn't make this team better. It doesn't make this team a Super Bowl contender. So whenever we go to Dan and Dan starts talking about, well, it's cheaper, that's a bad decision. That's a bad idea. That doesn't make your team the best team it could possibly be. I believe getting Dak Prescott done, at a price that makes you feel comfortable is the best long-term decision for the Dallas Cowboys. And they will have until the middle of July to do that. And I think that they have to do whatever they possibly can to get it done.
That has been their best long-term decision for 2 years. We have no evidence that suggests they're going to get it done. Cam Jordan, let me come to you on all this, because you're an active player, and we have spent all this time talking about the quarterback carousel. Now it's Russell. Now it's Dak Prescott. Now it's Deshaun Watson. It was Matt Stafford. It was Jared Goff. How much are players in the league talking about this right now, about all these quarterbacks moving from one place to another?
I mean, we're free agency pending. A lot of players are focusing on what's ahead of them. So, you know, for analysts to be analyzing this situation, whatever happens, happens. Again, I'm going to tell you like I told you early on. I'm sitting here with my popcorn. I'm watching all of it. And I'm enjoying it. In my mind, I always push loyalty because I do love the idea that a franchise pays the players that it brings in. But you realize that it is a business. So I'm on both sides. But I'm sitting here just enjoying all of it.
Well, let me give you something else to think about.
Cam's lying, Greedy. Cam's lying.
Yeah. What's Cam's he lying about?
Cam is lying.
Unless they come to the Saints, of course.
This is what Cam does. Cam, Cam is going to be a great analyst. We talked about this last year at the Super Bowl, but Cam is lying. Cam knows that the players in the league are talking about what's happening in Dallas. They're talking about what's going on with Dak. See, right now, because, you know, I was on TV when I was playing. Right now, Cam is double-dutching. He's like, I don't want to really say nothing that's going to be front-page news. I don't really want the Twitter warriors to get at me. But Cam knows that these folks are texting about this in the league. They're talking about it in the league because just like they were all very aware when Russell Wilson said, I'd put on that black and gold and go play in New Orleans, they're very aware about what's going on with Dak Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys or with the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, I got to take
I'm watching everything unless it involves the Saints, and then I pay attention.
Okay. Perfect spot to leave it for the moment. We have much more of this as we go. A full hour of this conversation, including the pressure on in Seattle. What happened yesterday that could make Russell's life miserable if he stays? Plus, age is just a number. With LeBron at 36 and Brady at 43, do we have to completely look at sports differently than we ever have before? We'll answer that question as we roll on. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are back on Get Up, and Drew Brees, the subject of this conversation. He's 42 years old. We're all waiting for him to announce his retirement any minute, and yet here he is releasing a video of himself working out like a maniac over the weekend, pushing this blocking sled again at the age of 42, which is certainly not something a person needs to do if that person isn't planning on playing football anymore. And so as I bring the crew back together today, Cam Jordan, when we had to go to a break, you were just saying you pay attention when these things start to impact your team, which is the New Orleans Saints. So there's Drew Brees, maybe literally running out of New Orleans here. The expectation is that he will retire. And Russell Wilson's agent on the record naming the Saints as one of four places Russell would like to go. So when you first saw that, what was your reaction?
No. See, when I first saw that Drew agreed to reduce his 2021 salary, that's when my eye popped up. Him working out, that's what he does. I'm more upset that nobody talked about Chase Daniel getting a good workout in too, because he's right beside Drew pushing sleds too. Nobody talks about my dog Chase working out. It's Drew. But you're right, Drew. Hey, Drew's putting it in, but Drew always puts in that work.
That was an excellent way of trying to avoid my real question, which was when you first saw Russell Wilson's agent on the record telling Adam Schefter New Orleans is one of the four places Russell Wilson would be interested in going, what was your reaction to that?
It was, let's see what we can do. And now it's more along the lines of we're one of three teams, because it sounds like Cowboys got Dak squared away. So now we're really one of three. We're trending upwards.
What do you think, RC, as you join us here, what do you think of that? Put Russell Wilson on the Saints this coming season. What do we have?
Now, see, that's a different situation than Russell Wilson to Dallas. Russell Wilson to the Saints makes, to me, the Saints a Super Bowl, not only contender, but a Super Bowl favorite. Listen, let's be honest, and Cam's not going to say it. I still live in Louisiana. I don't care. People let me eat wherever I want, so I'm not tripping. Let's be honest. The reason the Saints didn't go to the Super Bowl the last few years is because of their quarterback. It's because their quarterback's arm died in the playoffs. It's because their quarterback was outplayed by Kirk Cousins. It's because their quarterback threw three interceptions and had turnovers against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. everything else on the New Orleans Saints team was fit to be a champion. So you get Russell Wilson, this is a whole different conversation. This is the place that Russ should want to go. This is the place that Russ should be pushing to go. When you got Cam Jordan coming off the edge, that talented backfield that is set on signing Marcus Williams again this year, and the offensive weapons that you have, if they get Russell Wilson, Caesar's Palace or whoever makes the betting odds is going to put them at the top of the scale because they know that this team is ready to win. And when you add Russell Wilson with Sean Payton and what he's been able to do with guys like Taysom Hill and Teddy Bridgewater, we already know what the New Orleans Saints would be. That's a move you need to make.
Go ahead, Marcus.
RC is right. That's all I got. I want to hear Cam respond to it. Yeah. Gee, I want to hear the player that played for the Saints respond to Russell Wilson. Ryan, you already know how I feel about it. Y'all know how. Cam, Russell Wilson to the Saints, or y'all winning the damn Super Bowl, man?
Look, I think anytime. I think anytime the last couple of years you've looked at our defense, we've turned a page in our defense that have made us more complimentary towards our team as a whole. And the one thing we had been lacking, you know, prior to the last couple of years was our defense. Now, if you give us a guy like Russell Wilson because Drew has retired, because he has deemed it so fit, I would take Russell Wilson in a heartbeat. That's, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Do you win the Super Bowl?
I think we've always been poised the last 4 years.
Do you win the Super Bowl?
So, absolutely. But that's my vision year in, year out.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Okay.
No,
I like that.
I want you to say it, Cam. No, Greeny. Don't let him off the hook.
Yeah.
Cam, if you get Russell Wilson, do you have a Super Bowl ring?
I believe if Russell Wilson plays the way he did at the beginning of last season and he plays that way throughout the whole season, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, so you want Hibachi Russ, not Ramen Noodle Russ.
RC doing my job for me today and better than I do it. Graziano, let me come to you, though, because all of this presupposes that Russell Wilson is going to get traded out of Seattle. Is the sense you're getting from people around the league that we should be expecting him to get traded out of Seattle?
No, Greeny, no.
No, but
they're
I don't
having
think
discussions.
People are
both sides
out,
are
right?
talking.
I mean, this offseason's been.
Go ahead, Dan. They're all making fun of you because you pour cold water on all of my fun theories.
No, it's okay. It's been a wild offseason with quarterback movement. You can't rule anything out, but I don't get the sense that the Seattle Seahawks are making offseason plans that involve moving Russell Wilson and finding a new quarterback. Could it escalate? Could it get to a point where it's like Deshaun Watson and the Texans, where Russell's trying to force his way out? Sure, but it's not at that point right now. And honestly, I don't know what we're going to do. I know he wouldn't have put Dallas on his list if he knew we were going to put him in that cowboy hat in that graphic. So if now it's the Saints, are we going to put him in like Mardi Gras beads? Like I think Russell's going to find out that Seattle's all right if he's going to look like this in the graphics.
And I can tell you this, everybody I know in Chicago already has him as a Bear. They're all dying to see him there. And those are three of the four teams that he put on his list. So we will see where that winds up. Let me break on that thought briefly here, and we will come back with much more of this. And we got basketball coming your way as well. What Zion is doing now that is absolutely terrifying for the rest of the NBA. Jalen joins the party next.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
All right, we are back on Get Up, and Marcus Spears, just take a look at this play here. Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan, just feast your eyes on that little alley-oop.
Oh,
what
Lord.
Do you think, Marcus?
Listen, man, first of all, how the hell are you going to stop the Nets from scoring? Second of all, if DeAndre Jordan is getting back to DeAndre Jordan with the Clippers, everybody in the league in trouble, G. But throw that thing up and let him go get it, man.
They won again last night. Another huge night for James Harden. We'll show you that as we go. Meanwhile, coming up, LeBron at 36, Brady at 43. Are they changing the way we look at sports forever? That's next.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
We're back on Get Up, and you know they say that age is just a number, and in sports that is increasingly changing. The number, I mean. Back in October, LeBron James won his 4th NBA championship at the age of 35. He's now 36 and probably the leading candidate for MVP of the entire league. Then, about a month ago, Tom Brady took it much further, winning his 7th Super Bowl, breaking his own record for oldest starting quarterback to win one at the age of 43. He's still playing about as well as he ever has. And here's Drew Brees. Again, he led the Saints to an NFC South title and a conference title game appearance at the age of 41. And he's the NFL's all-time leading passer, and he's still out here working out and all of that. And we do expect him to announce his retirement, but was still clearly doing it at such a high level at beyond the age of 40. And so I want to talk about, because I've been thinking a lot about this, do those of us who cover sports and those of us who love sports need to recalibrate what we consider to be old? And Ryan Clark, I want to start with you because you train athletes. That's, for those who don't know, that's one of the things that you do now. So you work out with all of these guys and all of that. Do we need to rethink what we consider to be old in sports?
Absolutely not. These dudes are special. When you look at LeBron James, when you look at Tom Brady, even what Drew Brees is able to do right now, we can't start expecting that to be the norm. These are all-time greats. These are people that are going to be in the Hall of Fame. We will hear these speeches, and they'll talk about the ways that they've taken care of their bodies. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that I trained athletes yesterday. I had an athlete yesterday who was supposed to be pushing the sled, and he told me that it was too many plates on the sled. Drew Brees had 2 plates. I pushed 12 plates yesterday, 20 yards. But I can't play no football, Greeny. It don't matter what I do while I'm working out. The grind of 16 games, the grind of 82 games is different. So when we look at these people, we need to start looking at Tom Brady. We need to start looking at LeBron James, Drew Brees, and talking about how special they are, not expecting everyone to be them. What they are doing is unprecedented, and that's why it's so impressive. But we can't expect that every guy that's drafted, that when somebody goes and picks Mac Jones, who's been compared to Tom Brady by Tua Tagovailoa, that he's going to play 21 years, have 7 Super Bowl wins, and be the guy who is coming off of the bus or coming off of the boat, fresh off of some avocado tequila, feeling really good about himself. That just doesn't happen every day.
That's fair. And these guys obviously are outliers. But Marcus Spears, I'll put the question to you a different way. Is 40 the new 35, which is to say 35 used to be the magic number in sports? If you look at a guy 35, he's old. He's probably done. Is that now 40 in sports as we start figuring out what athletes, what we can realistically expect from them late in their careers?
Well, gee, you say you changed the question. You ain't changed the damn question. Ham is ham, whether you fry it, whether you put it in the microwave, whether you put it in water. 40 ain't the new 30, all right? 45 ain't the new 30. Like R.C. said, they are special. R.C., you know they used to put the ham and water in our public schools to keep it fresh. Anyway, gee, listen, this is the thing. This is the thing, and I want to compound on something RC just said, because Brady and LeBron is special. And you think about these older players that have had success, but they all got to be supported by other great players. Cam sitting here on this show today. Cam is a great defensive end in the NFL. Drew Brees needed that.
Yes, he is.
Just like Tom Brady needed Devin White and Levante David, and he needed Sue and JPP. Mm-hmm. So, and just like LeBron needed AD and older players. So I get it. You know, they're doing things that hasn't happened in the league ever as far as their age. But let's not forget about the people around them and the situations that they're in that allows them to thrive as well at their age. LeBron has changed his position 5 or 6 times in the NBA to compliment the guys around him. Tom Brady going to Tampa, surrounding himself with all of those offensive weapons. So, yeah, I give those individual guys credit because they're doing something we've never seen. But also there's a trend, too, with who they're surrounded with that's allowing them to thrive at those ages.
Well, let me ask it to Cam then more personally. I was just looking it up. You're 31 years old. You'll be 32 when the next season starts. Where do you view yourself in terms of your career longevity and the other guys that are around your age? How much longer do you think you can still play at a super high level?
If Tom Brady's 43, I don't have 12 years left. I'm not at the halfway point of my career. I do. I want to play. You know, I don't know if I want to be 40 trying to suit up anymore. That sounds, you know, painful to me. But I do know that at 31, you know, with 3 or 4 years, 5 years left to play in this league, each one of these plays become more important. Now, 40, that's an uncommon anomaly. I think guys like Tom Brady, Drew Brees, are special. Vince Carter playing until he's 40. You've got LeBron. You know, for every athlete we look that's played until, you know, their 40s, even beyond 37, 38, you have plenty of athletes who never made it past 25. That's why it's the NFL. It's a not-for-long game.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you know, someone wants to join this conversation. I welcome the one, the only, Jalen Rose, who has been listening and wants to jump in here. Go, Jay.
How is his hairline getting younger?
So crispy.
I don't know.
Good morning, family. Y'all having some great conversations. What up, Cam? Congratulations, Ryan, on your new deal. I see you killing it in the afternoon on NFL Live Spheres. Good morning, Greeny. Here's the thing I want to say, gentlemen. The question is, how perception of age has changed in sports. And this is what I'll ask each of you guys. If you guys were a rookie right now, Ryan, you would play more than 13 years. Spears, you would play longer than you played. And the reasons why is because so many things have changed in the game. Football ain't as physical as it used to be. Ain't no chop blocking. People can grow across the middle and live to see another day. In basketball, there's something called load management. The advancements in medicine, it's easier to travel. I can name 500 million reasons why athletes play longer now. You guys know that. If I came in the league right now, Greeny, I would play 20 years because I wouldn't be required to practice every day. I wouldn't be required to play every night. And when I got unhappy with my team, you know what I would do? I would leave. You think I would have been in Chicago averaging 25 points? I would have did a Deshaun Watson. Like, yo, trade me to the Lakers. I want to go run with Shaq and Kobe. But then it was like, yo, you got to be a leader. You got to be a pro. And so you all know y'all would play longer with the rules the way they are now and the medicine and the travel the way it is now versus when you first got introduced
there
to
the game. There you go. He's right. I was right. Someone yell at him the way he yelled at me.
Negative.
Hold on a second.
Yes. Go ahead, Marcus.
Look, when I think about, again, guys like LeBron James, that's, you know, and the way he's able to carry the team, I don't think that, you know, could you play 20 years? Yes. But could you carry the team the way that, you know, guys have done into, you know, year 17, year 18, year 19? That's the tough transition. When you say perception of age has changed in sports, can you get somebody who's 37 years old and say, hey, the only player we have is you, now take over?
But that's not the question. The question is, Jalen just brought up all players, RC, are going to play longer for all the reasons he just described.
Greeny.
Yes.
And that's okay. We're not talking about players playing longer, right? We're not saying you can be in the league for a longer period of time. Remember, Karl Malone was in the league for a long time. Gary Payton was in the league for a long time. And me, being the Kobe fan that I was, I remember how much I hated it when the Lakers brought them all there and thought they were going to win a championship. It doesn't matter that if you're in the league for two decades. When we look at LeBron, when we look at Tom Brady, these dudes are dominating. These dudes are still winning championships, yeah. And they're the reasons these teams are winning championships. We won't see that. Yeah, Vince Carter played a hell of a long time. Nobody was checking from Vince Carter, right? Vince Carter, early on in his career, could put his elbow in the rim. By the end of his career, and I know he's our colleague now, he was just dunking with his wrist in the rim, right? He had the straight arm dunk like Michael Jordan when he missed the dunk in the All-Star game. That jump changes. What we're seeing LeBron and Tom Brady do is different. LeBron and Tom Brady still galvanize organizations. People still rush and run to play with them. We won't see that from players all the time now. These dudes are special, so let's not put this on the rest of the world to be superhuman. Some of us are born in regular hospitals and are raised by normal people. These dudes ain't.
Fair. That's fine. But you're conflating two things. The question was about whether or not we need to reshape our perception of what is old. So, Marcus, I'll put it to you.
And we don't, Greeny. We don't.
Listen to me. Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, when they got to be 32, 33, we thought of them as old receivers. Julio Jones is about to turn 32. Is he a year or two away from being done? Marcus Spears, yes or no?
No, gee, you look, people can think what the hell they want to think. I was out there with Terrell Owens when he was 32. He wasn't old by any standard of the body. Every guy you mentioned, is it a coincidence? Because you and Jalen go down this horse. Is it a coincidence that all the guys y'all talking about are damn Hall of Famers?
Hall of Famers.
They all Hall of
Thank
Famers.
Thank you.
They all are the best players in the conversation to be the best players ever to play the game. The game ain't changing, okay? Look, we talking about rare breed. Jalen is a rare breed. He played 18 years in the NBA. Ask majority
look at his
of the NBA
hairline.
Players how long they played. And look at him. So don't come on here and talk about, look, I get it. Advancements in medicine, you got guys learning how to take care of their bodies better, all of that. When it comes to the game of football, if you 36 and you on the D-line, 9 times out of 10, you about to get your head beat in. And that don't matter if you was a good player when you was 31. Age still matters up there.
Get him,
now,
Jay.
What I will say is sometimes they say people are old when they not, but all the guys y'all talking about, them dudes, the best they ever do it. That ain't a fair question.
Thank
Let
you,
Let me give
Marcus.
Jalen the final word.
Spears,
we never even got
Spears.
To the basketball. Go, Jalen.
This isn't just reserved for all-time greats. This just isn't for LeBron and Tom Brady. We know that both of those guys are still champions, all-time greats, and elite at leading their teams right now. But don't tell me that athletes today aren't playing longer because sports is now different. That's an absolute fact. Every player is going to get more checks and play longer based on how the game has progressed. That's an absolute
Jalen,
fact.
Jalen,
it's not just for the great player. It's
jaded.
For every player.
Let me hold this thought for just a moment.
Jalen
I would
jaded.
Like to continue this. I have to go to a break. I'm going to do my best to bring all of this back if I can. But as it may be evident, I have no control over what's going on here. I can tell you, however, that we've got NBA stuff coming your way. We'll do that. The doubleheader of NBA hoops on ESPN is coming up tomorrow night. We got James Harden returning to Houston as the Nets visit the Rockets at 7:30 Eastern. Then we got Steph and the Warriors taking on Dame and the Blazers. Our coverage starts with Stephen A's pregame Sports Center. At 7. Meanwhile, I will tell you what I think may be coming up next, but at this point, I'm guessing, is the NFL turning into the NBA right before our eyes? Or whatever it is these guys feel like talking about right after this. Get up on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We got a busy week of spring training baseball right here on ESPN. First today, Rays Red Sox, 1 o'clock Eastern. Then tomorrow, Mariners Cubs, 3 Eastern. And Thursday, back to the Grapefruit League for the Nats and the Mets. And Friday, the world champion Dodgers take on the Royals. Baseball is back and better than ever here on ESPN, which is where you find us every weekday morning. Greeny back in our studio. It's Get Up. We're with you live and commercial free for the next 13 minutes here on ESPN. And that is when First Take will take over at the top of the hour. Zion and James Harden both had magnificent Mondays. Which star had the more impressive night? Stephen A., Max, and Molly will talk about that and more. First Take, top of the hour. Again, we are commercial free from now until then. And we're talking about the men who now run the National Football League, right? The big star quarterbacks seem to now control everything. You got Dak Prescott, currently unsigned, seeking a long-term deal. Cowboys, do they tag him? Do they not? Can they afford him? These are the big questions swirling around them. Then there's Deshaun Watson, the Texans desperate to try and bring him back, and he wants no part of it. He has made it clear he is on his way out of Houston, and the likelihood is he will get what he wants. And then there's Russell Wilson's agent, stating his client has not demanded a trade out of Seattle, but has named 4 destinations that he'd be interested in going to. And again, this was on the record. This wasn't something that was leaked. So we're looking at a whole new time and place. And look who has joined this party. And this is a surprise for the rest of the crew.
Foxy!
Dominique Foxworth jumped into the conversation. He was watching and he said, I got to get in on this. So we welcome Dominique Foxworth to the conversation. Good morning, Foxy.
Thanks for having me. I couldn't leave my man Ryan on here without me joining at some point. But I would like to say
that's what I'm talking about.
That ham is ham. It's important that we all remember ham is ham, even if it's water ham. And secondly, this is how I like my get up. It's just like I like my coffee with just a touch of cream. Just a little touch of cream in that coffee. Back to you, Michael.
Okay, I'm pleased to be that. I'm going to have to let Jalen go in a minute because Molly has to sit in the seat to do First Take. So, Jalen, I'm going to give you the question first because you follow football as closely as anybody I know. Are the big star quarterbacks in pro football now running the entire league? And if so, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
So I hate to be this dude, but I'm going to kind of piggyback off of what Dominique said, and this is the reality. People that look like us initially came to this country in chains, and we were called on to be labor or entertainment. And in sports, in particular playing quarterback, people that look like us were rarely allowed to do that. And so now all of a sudden, mm-hmm. we understand our value. We're making top dollar. And when you get the money at yep. the position, then you get the power to make your decision to where you want to be. And if you notice, those quarterbacks look a lot more like me, Greeny, than they look like you. Because now, all of a sudden, when you look across the NFL, I've seen it change my entire life at that position. And so now those players, Deshaun Watson, is in a different situation. He like, I'm going to get my bread. I seen y'all trade D-Hop. But now, since he's gone and mm-hmm. I'm paid, now I can make my move. Dak, he's overqualified for the job. They don't want to pay him. And so I appreciate the NFL players now getting the money and having the power to determine their destination. The question is it becoming more like the NBA? No. The NBA players just had the guaranteed money. They just had the profile and they had the power. Now the NFL players now have it and they're exercising it.
It's extremely well said. I have to let Jalen go because the studio changeover and all that kind of stuff for First Take. Jalen, you're the best. Thank you for jumping in here. Neek, let me come to you on the same question.
Love you guys. Have a good one.
Are the quarterbacks in the NFL right now running the entire thing? And again, as the former president of the Players Association, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Neek.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they're running their entire league, but the quarterbacks has always been different. That's one thing I'll differentiate from what Jalen was saying, is that the quarterbacks are in a different spot. You can go all the way back to the quarterback club where the league tried to take some of the league from some of the union's power by building up the quarterback club. They're different, so they live by different rules, and they should. The one thing that Jalen pointed out that I'm sure makes people uncomfortable is that the quarterbacks are black, and there's something different about being black and having access to power. It's not something that generally you have, particularly as an athlete. So I think that's part of the reason why it's hard for me to fathom any way that this could be a bad thing. In particular, the ways that it's hurt the NBA, it's not going to happen in NFL because it's something that you brought to my attention, Greeny, that they don't play in basketball. There's like positionless. You can play any different position. You can put three superstars together. You can't put three quarterbacks on one team. That's just not how it's going to work out. So I think it's going to impact the NFL a lot in a different way, in a way that's more positive than it did in the NBA. And I'm happy to see it. I enjoy it, and I love it. And I hope that those guys continue to exercise their power, and some of that trickles down to the rest of the league and the rest of the players. But I know specifically at some point, it's a lot of people on this panel, so it may not get back to me. So just shout out to Cousin Dak. I hope he gets his money wherever he goes. I can't wait till that man is in the green like a crouton, like my man Bumby said. Back to you, Michael.
Let me come to the active player we have in here. Cam Jordan, let me come to you on this. Does it feel to you right now like the quarterbacks in the National Football League have a level of power that has never been seen before in the sport? And how does it impact, in your view, the way everything goes about its business?
No, I think from the dawn of the NFL, the quarterback has been in a precarious position of power. Again, you know, everybody's alluded to it, but I mean, there's been times where, you know, the number one overall pick doesn't like the destination and has deemed it unfit and therefore been traded pre-draft to go to a spot that he wanted to go. Quarterbacks have always been able to have some sort of power like that. I think Dominique made it clear that now in our times, you know, now more of our quarterbacks are black. So now you're seeing a power dynamic that most people have not been able to see in our time frame. But the quarterback position has always been that of power. It's been the face of the franchise, so they've always had a little bit more leverage. Now, would I say the NFL become more like NBA? Absolutely not, unless you see more positions have a little bit more leeway.
It's interesting, yeah. There are so few players in the NFL who have the level of clout that a far greater number do percentage-wise in the NBA. RC, go ahead.
Well, first you get the money, then you get the power, and then you get the respect. And that's what these quarterbacks are looking for, right? Obviously, you want to get to that second deal. You know what I'm saying? And then you want to be in a position where you feel that you can move things within your organization. And when you don't get that respect, like Russell Wilson is saying he hasn't gotten. Obviously, we saw Aaron Rodgers wasn't respected in Green Bay. And also Deshaun Watson in Houston. Now, these guys want to move on. These guys want to be in a place where they feel like they're not only wanted, but they are valued. And that's where the NFL is moving now. And listen, guys, I feel like quarterbacks have always wanted this. Dominique talked about the quarterbacks club. This is something you learn about the minute you become an NFLPA representative. And when you think about that, the fact that they crossed the line, right? The fact that they were used to break strikes, they were used to break labor negotiations, says the type of power that that position has. It's not going to become the NBA. You know why? Because in the NBA, you can have five quarterbacks, right? You can have a LeBron. You can have a Chris Bosh. You can have a D-Wade. That's not the way football works. And so I love the fact that these certain few quarterbacks, right? Because Jared Goff couldn't do this, right? Matthew Stafford couldn't really do this, but that the certain few quarterbacks now understand their leverage, understand their power, and they are taking control of their career and their lives. That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because it gives me something to talk about at the beginning of March in the offseason.
Yeah, well, I mean, amen to that. Marcus Spears, go.
Listen, what all these guys just said is the absolute truth. And I'm going to lock in on something we very rarely talk about with these quarterbacks as well. They're guiding their agents. You know, there's a misnomer that, you know, all of us say, well, the agent works for you. But if you talk to a lot of NFL players, it was the agent road mapping the career. It was the agent saying, hey, we need to make this move. And I'm sure it's a collective conversation between these players. And I'm talking about the Russell Wilsons and the Deshaun Watsons of the world, but they're taking control of their futures. I'm telling you, when I entered the league, I don't know about RC, Dom, and Cam, but when I entered the league, I was looking for my agent to determine if we were going to hold out or to determine what we were going to do as far as road mapping. These dudes have said, listen, this situation I'm in is bad. I want out. You need to facilitate that. And they're using the media. They're using their own social media, too. Like, this is a part of what social media, the strength of it now that these players have access to the larger audience to get a narrative going. Look at us, how we talking about Russell Wilson from a simple tweet, from a simple interview. So these guys are starting to understand not only their power, they're starting to understand how their message can be conveyed as well. J.J. Watt. Source me. Like, these guys are starting to understand business. It's the evolution of the brain of the athlete. All of us are not as fortunate to be as smart as Foxy with all of his little highfalutin degrees and
true
his
statement.
Presidential status Buku in
degrees.
The NFLPA. Buku. Some of us, it took a little
Super
longer
smart.
To understand how we handle our own business. So these guys have just learned that they have more power than they initially thought.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Nothing's wrong. I'm not ashamed of any of my degrees or my intellect. But when you said hold out, I wasn't asking my agent if we was holding out. I was asking my agent, could we get a job somewhere? So I'm unfamiliar with this idea of holding out. But I mean, having said that, I think it's important that we understand that now that the quarterbacks are a special class, we understand that. Anytime you are the cream of the crop, maybe the talented 10th of a particular group, it is also your obligation to make sure the rest of the people beneath you and around you see some power and have access to that power and benefit from that power. So all 100%. Of these quarterbacks who are now exercising their right to move here and move there and make things happen, be sure whenever you are there, you are looking out for the other players around you who do not have the agency or the influence or the leverage
the
to make
cachet.
Life better for themselves. You can't be selfish because the sacrifices that were made before you is what allows you to be here. So you must sacrifice for the players who are coming along next to you and behind you and with you.
Let me get Graziano in here as one who covers the sport. And so you're talking to all of the executives and maybe even people who represent the owners. How do they feel about all this?
Well, the owners don't like it, obviously, because it costs them control and puts more in the hands of the players. I'm just not sure they can stop it. I mean, quite frankly, to Dominique's point, the quarterbacks are a little bit behind on this, right? I mean, Jalen Ramsey forced himself out of Jacksonville because he didn't like the way he's being treated there. He's a cornerback. Le'Veon Bell sat out a whole season in Pittsburgh because he didn't like the franchise tag. He's a running back. Now the quarterbacks are doing it. I think that will open it up because more and more guys will look at that example and say, this is okay. Historically, the quarterbacks, you know, sometimes in negotiations, they take less money. They feel like they got that plays well in the locker room, position of leadership, et cetera. If these guys are starting to exert these kinds of freedoms, it's going to send the message league-wide that it's okay to do that.
The show is going to end in 45 seconds, whether we're ready for it to or not. So I would like to just thank Cam Jordan for being with us today. And I would say,
why
how about that,
Cam
everybody?
So
the job
small.
Cam
cool,
did today.
Cam, to make
Cam
him
did you enjoy this today?
Look, I can't be born little. You know, Pops was a tight end. You know, we come from big frames here.
But they
fair enough.
Look small. Like, I look bigger than Cam Jordan. I like this. We can do this more often.
Dominique Foxworth jumping in while he's off for the week. Everybody
quick,
having
we,
fun.
Real
yeah,
quick,
go ahead, Marcus.
We go off, G,
Marcus.
Let me, hey, disclaimer. All y'all NFL players can't do what these dudes we just talked about doing.
Ham
so
is ham.
Just keep that in
ham
mind.
Ham is ham.
Right, exactly.
This has been fun. Thanks
know
for getting
role.
Up with us.
I
we'll
like
see you tomorrow.
Money,
First Take starts now.
I understand that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.